Great job, Blake. Thank you very much. Really good. Well, it'd be awesome if you kept your Bibles open to Luke chapter 18. In this parable, Jesus tells us a story where something kind of unexpected happens. It's something very surprising. The way that finishes, who is right with God, who is justified, is actually unexpected. It's not what you think is going to happen. I have something else unexpected that I want to show you. If I get this and turn it over like that, what do you expect is going to happen? What do I expect is going to happen? That's unexpected, isn't it? It's not what you'd think, that the water just stays there. Just a simple piece of card just stays there. Now, the question is, that's unexpected, but do you trust me? we kind of have to trust me. Well done, well done. And our story today that Jesus tells has something completely unexpected. The tax collector, God likes him. How does that work? That's weird. But it's also a story about trust, trusting God. And so it's an excellent story that we're going to look at, and it'd be great if you could follow along as we look at what Jesus has to say to us. And so let me read again from verse 10. Two men went up to the temple to pray, one a Pharisee and the other a tax collector. So I actually have these two men here who are available. Yep, so they're going to come up on stage. Fantastic. There you go. We have here our Pharisee, and here is our tax collector. So two men going up to the temple to pray. Now, the temple is the place where you would go to worship God. It's the place where you go to learn about God and to pray to God. So these two men go up to worship God and to pray to God, but they're two very different men. In fact, these guys are like the opposite of each other. One is a really good man. The other is a really bad man. See, the Pharisee is a religious man. He's not just religious, he's a religious leader. He's an expert in God's law, in the Ten Commandments. He's someone whose job is to teach other people about God. He's very religious. He spends lots of time thinking about the right thing. He's impressive, that guy. The other man is a tax collector. And everyone back then hated tax collectors. And now we love them. But back then they hated tax collectors. But back then, basically, they were criminals. Very different. But they were criminals back then. They were robbers and they were traitors. Do you know they worked for the enemy? They worked for the Romans who had invaded and had taken over. And they made the Jewish people give money to pay for the Roman army to keep defeating them. And they would take more money than they were actually meant to and keep it for themselves. Tax collectors weren't people who cared about God. They didn't care about other people. They only cared about themselves. They didn't care about doing the right thing. Tax collectors, everyone hated them. Pharisees, very impressive, very respected. Two very different men go to the temple. They go to pray to God. Two different men and two very different prayers. The Pharisee stands up so that everyone can hear him. And look at what he prays. Verse 11, the Pharisee was standing and praying like this about himself. God, I thank you that I'm not like other people, greedy, unrighteous, adulterers, or even like this tax collector. I fast twice a week. I give a tenth of everything I get. See, this Pharisee, when he prays, he says the word, God, I thank you, but he's not really thanking God, is he? He's letting God know and letting everyone else know just how awesome he is. That's his prayer is really all about himself, isn't it? It's not really about God. He doesn't care about God very much at all, because he says, you know what, I thank you, I'm not like other people, I'm better than other people, because he says, I am not like greedy people, I'm better than them, I'm not like unrighteous people, definitely better than them, I'm not like adulterers, I'm way better than them, I'm not like this tax collector, I am heaps better than him, definitely. I am way better because I fast. Fasting means to go without food twice a week. I give a tenth of everything I have. And so there is the Pharisee. And his prayer, which he says is about thanking God, is really about letting everyone know that he is better than everyone else, isn't it? And that is what happens when you puff yourself up. Kind of worked. It does say here, if it hasn't popped yet. There we go. But there's this guy who's really, his prayer is just about him. I'm better, I'm better, I'm better. And he lists off all the things. Let's listen to the other prayer. Verse 13. The tax collector, standing far off, wouldn't even raise his eyes to heaven. His head's bowed down. He kept striking his chest, saying, God, have mercy on me, a sinner. He's not very impressive. He's not proud and puffed up like the Pharisee. He knows he's done the wrong thing. He knows that he shouldn't be allowed to come before God. He can't be God's friend. God can't love him because of all the wrong things he's done. So he stands far off and he keeps his head down and he doesn't look up and he bangs on his chest because he feels so bad. And he asks God for help. He begs God for something he doesn't deserve. God, have mercy on me. I am a sinner. Now, to have mercy means not to punish, not to treat someone how he should be treated, but to forgive him and be kind to him. He asks God, please be kind to me. Please forgive me. Please love me, even though I don't deserve it, because I am a sinner. Now, here is the unexpected part. We have this impressive man, the Pharisee, who lists off all the good things he's done all the time. He's so much better than everyone else, including the tax collector. Then we have the tax collector who just says, you know what? I am a bad man. I'm a sinner. I am a failure. I'm not good enough. I've done the wrong thing. Listen to what Jesus says in verse 14. I tell you, this one, the tax collector, went down to his house justified rather than the other, because everyone who exalts himself will be humbled. The one who humbles himself will be exalted. And what Jesus is saying is the tax collector, this man, the bad man, went home right with God. He went home forgiven by God and loved by God and accepted by God, washed clean. That's amazing. The word justified means God treats him as if he'd never done anything wrong. How does that work? That's totally unexpected that the bad man gets to go to heaven and the guy who looked good actually doesn't. But the Pharisee was proud, wasn't he? He lifted himself up and he filled himself up and he puffed himself up and he was humbled. But here's the question. Why did the bad man get to go home friends with God? That's not what anyone would have expected. Everyone would have been shocked and surprised that that's what Jesus says. Well, I need two volunteers to help us to kind of understand. So do I have two kids who want to come on up the front to help me understand? Yep, come on up. Yep, come up. And I need you to stand with your back to the wall. Because what we're going to do is have a competition to see who can jump the furthest. And the prize is this boost bar. Okay, so you stand with your back to the wall, but I just need to get the circumstances right. Liam, can you take one step forward? That's good, okay? Take another step, a bit more. Actually, take three more steps. Front of the stage. There we go. Okay, so we're going to see who can jump the furthest. Let me just do this. Okay, so here, ready to go with our jumping competition. Okay, so all you need to do is you need to jump in one jump to the sound desk. And you get your boost bar. Okay, so do you want to go first? You ready for your big jump? Okay, let's go. Yeah, well done. That was a great jump. That was a really good effort. Very good effort. Close, but not quite. Okay, Liam's going to have a turn. One jump. Oh, that was very good, but not quite far enough. Thanks, boys. You can take your seat. Good work. Okay, now that is a little bit like the Pharisee and the tax collector. Because the Pharisee is standing up here thinking, hey, look, I've got a massive head start on the tax collector. I fast twice a week. I give a tenth of all the stuff. I'm not nearly as bad as all these people around. And he thinks he's further ahead. But to get to God's standards, to be good enough for God, to be perfect, is still impossible for him. It's still a long way away for him. It's a long way away for the tax collector. He can't make it. But neither can the Pharisee. And he didn't understand that, did he? He thought he could do it himself. Because the difference between these two men is not so much a difference between what they've done, who's better, who's done enough things. None of us are good enough for God. None of us have done enough to make up for the bad things we've done or the bad things we've thought or the bad things we've said. None of us are perfect. The difference between these two men is who did they trust? Because look at the very first verse again. Verse 9, the beginning of our story. Jesus told this parable to some who trusted in themselves that they were righteous. And they looked down on everyone else. The Pharisee trusted himself. I'm good enough. I actually don't need God's help. I don't need God. I can do it on my own. I can be good enough for God. I can earn my way to heaven. I can trust myself. I don't need to trust God. The tax collector knew he couldn't trust himself. He needed help. He couldn't do it on his own. Helpless, lost, a sinner. All he can do is trust God. He didn't have the power, but he knew God did. And God can do what is impossible for us. He knew God could have mercy on him and forgive him and love him and give him a place in heaven even though he's a sinner. And do you know, this is why Jesus came. This is why our King Jesus came into the world. He came to have mercy on people who are horrible sinners. Jesus came to make sinners friends with God. People who'd been his enemies, he now makes his friends. In fact, Jesus came to die to make this possible. When Jesus, who'd never done anything wrong, dies on the cross, he's taking our punishment, the punishment the tax collector deserved, the punishment I deserved, Jesus took on the cross. So now that God can treat me with mercy and love and forgiveness and compassion. And so this passage is telling us that Jesus has done everything we need. We can't be good enough for God. We can't meet God's standards, but Jesus can, and he did, and he has done everything that we need to be saved. And so all we have to do, even when we're weak and powerless and lost and sinful, all we have to do is trust in him. And so why don't we pray about that now? Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you so much that you love us. Thank you that you sent Jesus to have mercy on us. Thank you that even though we are sinners, you forgive us because Jesus died on the cross and rose from the dead. Father, please help us to trust in you, to rely on you, and depend on you for everything. And we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.